Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Speaking of a mob, Wanyi, a Kalkadoon descendant, we're talking about Josh Creamer, a barrister, and got him on the line to talk about the trek to raise deadly funds for First Nations Lived Experience Centre. We're talking the big mountain, Mount Everest. Got Josh on the line. Josh, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Great to be here, actually.
Great to have you. Thank you for coming. So before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, brother.
Well, you're the Murray from the Curry, and I'm right next door. My name's, my family's the Leons, and they're from Kalkadoon around Mount Isa, yes, obviously, and then Wanyi up around Lawn Hill Country too. So I grew up in Mount Isa, and
we got connection, brother.
We do. And you say in Mount Isa, you're related to them, related to everybody.
Yeah, so that's right, bro. Too deadly. Look, thank you for coming to the program, and congratulations on your movement in your life, your career, barrister, too deadly. But we're talking about the big mountain. We're talking Mount Everest. We're talking about you traveling there, a group of friends, and going to the base there, the camp there, and you're raising money, $50,000, Black Dog Institute. Tell us how this all came about, and you're raising money for First Nations Lived Experience Centre.
Yeah, look, it was a sad way and it came about. I lost my youngest brother to suicide.
So sorry, brother.
No, I appreciate that, Trevor. And a lot of your listeners will know they've been had like similar experiences. But Boxing Day 2022, a couple of months later, I was like, I really need to do something here. I wanted to challenge myself physically and mentally. And on the Monday, I decided to go to Everest Base Camp track. And the Friday, I was on the plane. And I was over there. A couple of days later, I started my hike, and I thought, you know, something I'd love to have done with my brother, but how about going with a group of friends and people I care about? And I came back home, and almost 12 months on, there's a group of 11 of us, nine black fellows included. We're leaving on the 28th of Feb. And as you say, raising money for the Black Dog Institute, Indigenous Lived Experience Centre.
Well, brother, like I said, Murray from Curry, Murray from Mount Isa, brother, you better take wool and G-strings rugged up, brother. It's going to be cold over there, brother.
Mate, I need the bloody kangaroo case. That's what I need, or the possum cloak or something like that. It's going to, you know, I had a look the other day and it said minus 22, feels like minus 30 over there this week. So, big one.
So you're going to the base of Mount Everest. Is the goal to climb the mountain?
Look, it's a 10-day trek all up. Having been over there last year and having seen how dangerous it is and how really you've got to have a lot of experience to go to the top.
Sure.
Father of three, not really keen to do that at any time soon. But trekking through the Himalayas, beautiful.
Yep.
Really picturesque and something I can do for many years to come.
Good. Fantastic, brother. And you're talking nine First Nation mob is joining you as well, eh?
Yeah, from all over the place. We've got Clinton Schultz. People know Clinton from Sobar and Black Dog Institute. Jai Lawton, he's mob from Central Queensland. Crystal Kinsella, David and Emma Williams, two Waka Waka mob. Carl Dancy. We've got a big crew of us. Kevin O'Brien's representing the Torres Strait Islander mob, so we'll have the Torres Strait Islander flag there. And,
good.
And Jeremy Donovan too, who a lot of your listeners will know.
Yes. So that's on 28th of February, and how long is the trek for, and when will you return home? And I'd love to have a yarn with you when you get back, of course.
Yeah, well, if I'm not too frozen, but 14 days we're going all
14
up.
Days.
And the trek's about 10 days. And as I say, with Black Dog Institute, we've already raised about $32,000, so really keen to hit that $50,000 because all that money goes to the Indigenous Lived Experience Centre, which supports Indigenous mental health and Aboriginal suicide.
Okay, brother. So how do people donate? How do people support you?
Jump online, Black Dog Institute. You can search Joshua Creamer, so J-O-S-H-U-A-C-R-E-A-M-E-R, or just Google Joshua Creamer, Black Dog Institute. Yep. The fundraiser will come up, and every cent that we raise will go to the Black Dog Institute, like I say, Lived Experience Centre.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. And give us a bit of background for the Black Dog Institute, please.
Yeah, so the centre and Quinton Schultz is coming along is sort of key in working with the centre, but it's set up people like Joe Williams and others to support Indigenous people because our highest, you know, we've got the highest rate of suicide anywhere in Australia, and it's an ongoing issue all across Australia, as people know, but all those funds will go toward programs, supporting programs or individuals who work directly with Aboriginal people who are at threat of suicide or experience mental health issues. And so we're really proud of being able to support that initiative. All of us on the journey, on the hike, have been touched by that at some stage, so it's an issue really important for all of us.
Oh, fantastic, brother. Look, congratulations, and look, big shout-out to the mob joining you. No Jai through BEMA, Brisbane Digital Media Association. The brother can talk. You're going to walk too, so that's deadly, brother. Climb. Do enjoy the journey. Stay safe. Please keep in touch. It's for a good cause. And look, to all our mob out there, let's support this cause and support our mob. You know, it's a very important space. But thank you, Josh, and you stay warm, stay deadly, brother. And we'll yarn when you get back.
Yeah, I'll see you on the 2025 track, Trevor.
Yeah. Oh, I was just pulling my hamstring thinking about it, brother. You take care. Cuss all the best, eh?
See you, mate. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. That's Josh Kramer, barrister, 1 year Kalkanoon descent. And look, talking about the beautiful trek that he's doing with a group of nine Murrays, First Nation people, Torres Strait Islander as well, trek to raise deadly funds for First Nation Lived Experience Centre. Got about $30,000 raised already. And the goal is $50,000 going to the big mountain. We're talking Mount Everest at the base there, doing a 10-day trek. And look fantastic. And you can support them by going to the Black Dog Institute, or if you want to Google Josh Kramer, and that's J-U-S-H-U-A, and Kramer, C-R-E-A-M-E-R. Do check that. Support these fantastic trek event, and it's looking after our mob in the Black Dog Institute. So there it is. Have your say, Jan Armstrong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Are you the one who understands this family plan? Stand up and be counted.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Chase the wind. I'll park my car around the back. I've got the shades pulled down. I told everybody, including my mom, I was leaving town. But I've been right here since you've been gone. Belly up at the bottom of the bottle, listening to George Jones, and just playing possum, laying low. I've got 100 watts of hurting coming through the speakers of my stereo. Don't wanna see nobody, nowhere I wanna go. I'm just playing the possum and laying low. I'm gonna hide my heart and be a love recluse. Oh, I could cry on my best friend's shoulders, but there ain't no use. I need an expert on the pain I'm going through. So I'll keep George on the old turntable till I'm over you. Just playing possum, laying low.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Marinda Dixon. She's the Chief Operating Officer for the Jewellera Institute. And we're talking about improved access to culturally informed Indigenous mental health care online. Marinda, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm Okunarakan Warramunga from the Northern Territory, but I was raised down on Wadjuknonga Buja in Perth, Western Australia.
Fantastic. Beautiful footprint. Thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking about improved access to culturally informed Indigenous mental health care. So we're talking about Indigenous First Nation psychologists working with our mob. That's a beautiful ingredient.
Yeah, it most certainly is. So the wonderful Dr. Tracy Westman founded the Jewellera Institute back in 2019, and this was purely out of frustration of not having any action taken by government because there was a Fogliani inquiry at the time, and that was looking into 13 Indigenous deaths up in the Kimberley region in Western Australia.
Yeah.
And so she decided to put $50,000, well, just over $50,000 of her own hard-earned cash up to support 5 Indigenous psychology students, and that's to obviously address the workforce gap that we have. We have less than 250 registered psychologists across the country that are identifying as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. So, and thankfully, that has inspired others to support the initiative. And to date, has supported 55 psychology students across the country.
Look, fantastic. So the $50,000 virtually ignited the movement, so to speak, and First Nation psychologists come to the table. You could say that's a good investment there, Marinda.
Oh, absolutely. We are definitely looking to develop these psychologists. So they are obviously, you know, culturally and clinically informed in best practice across suicide prevention responses, and obviously then being able to get out in the grassroots communities where they're all from and working with their people.
Well, fantastic. And you look at Dr. Tracy Westman, AM, putting her money where her mouth is, but there's passion there in her heart as well in this space.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. She has been a massive advocate for our work over the past, you know, 20-plus years, has developed Indigenous-specific assessment tools and cross-cultural competency and Aboriginal mental health assessment. And she's obviously, you know, as you see her out there consistently putting herself up to be a spokesperson for mental health and suicide across the country for Indigenous people.
Yeah, fantastic. Give us a bit of background regarding Jilya Institute. How long have you been operating for?
So we were founded back in the beginning of 2019. So we've only been around for a very short time.
Sure.
And we've obviously, you know, grown our program from being just a psychology program, because that's how we initially started.
Mm-hmm.
We've moved into the research space, and that happened pretty early on in the piece. And that's so we can develop culturally and clinically informed mental health and suicide prevention responses.
Yes.
And the reason for us doing that is obviously because there are differences between Aboriginal suicide and non-Aboriginal suicide.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, so we need to obviously make sure that we understand the differences across the triggers, support requirements and prevention strategies, because those, if that's not addressed, mainstream services may actually do more harm than they do good.
Mm, yes. And talking about Jilya, staff on board and First Nation staff employed?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have three Indigenous doctors, and they're all female on our board.
Girls can do anything. Girls can do anything. Yes.
Yes. we most certainly can. And then we also have an Indigenous gentleman on our board, and then also in our workforce, three out of the four that are currently on staff are Indigenous. Mm. So we're definitely representing in that area.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. Yes, improve access to culturally informed Indigenous mental health care. Look, money's a tool. Great to have money on the table. And a big shout out to Dr. Tracy Westerman, AM, in regard to her investment, but it brought more monies to the table. Rinda, thank you very much for your yarn and congratulations. Please do keep in touch and let's look after our mob.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's Marinda Dixon, her name is, Chief Operating Officer for the Westerman Jilya Institute. And when you look at the founding director, Dr. Tracy Westerman AM, First Nation woman who invested her own $50,000 into moving forward, and more money came to the table in that support. So look, fantastic. It's a team effort, and having First Nation psychologists at the table dealing with our mob in the cultural sense, but in the professional sense as well. So fantastic ingredient. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on that daily number,
1-800-422-416. Welcome to the mind of a rebel for the cause. I got them flags high and the radio on pause. They caught me on the rise, the rock standing tall. I hail from TSI, golden mic from the north. Heard them in the streets, they vibe a different beat. I talk of revolution and it's scary when we speak. With blood upon this red dirt, its vein is running deep. And now the beds are burning and they should get to sleep. A song of redemption, I came to wake the free. 500,000 strong marching to a single beat. And the drum rolls, the drum roll is mean. A battle chant to dance a warrior's theme. We take it to the streets, rounding up the fleets. Until the people free, there can never be no peace. This a pro-black renaissance. Lost languages are kings. I and I battling to win, and the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teacher, a new story is told.
change the world views. A microphone sire, build an empire. Zealotness will rise off the words of desire. Go higher, higher. Pound for pound, raise your fist. The roots from Jamaican bloodline connects. From Guam to the Philippines, Fiji to the South Seas, Papua New Guinea, my one talks, we one see. Power to the movement in Brazil, Canadian powwow, the movement is real. I can see it in your eyes, a warrior's pride. The music be the power that will make the people rise. Watch the many nations stand and unify. The universal virtues, one personified. And the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teachers, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming, and we're dancing through the streets, yeah.
One time for the mind.
Let the rhythm take control.
Two time for the pride.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah.
One time for your mind.
Let the music free your soul.
Two time for your pride.
Let the music free your soul. Free your soul. Let the music, let them free your soul. Free your soul. Music free your soul. Music free your soul. Music free your soul.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
bit 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 nice when your wife heavy girl.
She got the perfect body every man want. Sexy pretty kitty, she know me want that.
Me want that.
Your good body really need a good love. And bend it, break your back, keep your want. It's coming out. I'm a need that body right now.
What you do with your time? When you open up them legs, my cable I'm at that die.
We need that body, body, man. Slowly go down.
Put your body on me. Put your body on me, my
body,
God.
Body, body, give me my heart. When I bring the cold again.
OMG. Been feeling nice for your wife, baby girl. I'm like a spider. She know all the freaky things me like that. And I got brown her eyes. When she read me, when she read me.
Bend over, bend over, bend over. Me need that body, 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 body. Slowly go down.
Put your body for me. Put your body for me, my
girl.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Indigenous School engages youth through activities that promote a sense of self-sufficiency and connection to land. School is a Silver Lining School at Fixed Crossing. And look, with that, we're going to catch up with the principal, Joe Campbell. Joe's on the line. Joe, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning to you, brother. I'm well, thank you. Sitting talking to you on beautiful Waka Waka country that's looking glorious after we've had all this lovely rain.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, I feel you, my sister. And look, before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Joe?
Well, it's a good question. Thanks, Trevor. So I was born on Ngunnawal country, but I'm one of those people that don't actually know. So I make it very clear when I first have these conversations is, you know, I don't know. I haven't had it confirmed yet, but I have spoken to old aunties and, you know, in the way that they do, they say, yeah, we can see ya.
Yeah, good.
So until I know and have confirmation, I don't actually know. But
We claim you, sister.
You're lovely. it's something that I'm really trying to be very respectful of because
sure.
I know quite rightly people get, you know, upset about it. And so I just make it clear at the beginning. But I'm looking, I'm searching, but I good. Certainly feel connected.
Good.
And connected to that country down there.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, no one can tell anybody where they're from and who their mob. And if you feel that good spirit inside you, then so be it, my sister. So that's good, Joe. Mm. So, look, thank you for coming to the program. You're the principal of Silver Lining. So tell us about Silver Lining. Tell us about this school and the work that you do and the curriculum, please.
Okay, well, Silver Lining Foundation Australia is an Aboriginal-led response to the school to prison pipeline that exists for so many of our young people. We have schools in here just outside of Cherbourg, but we've also got schools in Townsville, Cairns and Ingham. And they're, you know, they're all schools, what's called special assistance schooling. So it's around working with young people in different ways. Many of our young people have experiences that we all know around, you know, that really are around intergenerational trauma and the impacts that that has caused families. And so they really struggle in mainstream environments for lots of reasons. And so special assistance schools provide a different alternative or a different way of working with young people. It's quite a relational way, like we're really invested in the young person. You know, we just have positive regard for who they are as young people, irrespective of their behaviours. You know, we often talk about looking what's beyond the behaviour, what's actually driving it, instead of just reacting to behaviour, looking at what's driving it and really seek to support that, what's happening at that point. So, yeah, special assistance schools, they're actually across Australia. Queensland's leading the way, would you believe, in special assistance schooling. So it's a really great way to work with young people who would otherwise be forgotten, just suspended or expelled. And then that's how they find themselves in, you know, in really deep water and end up in that, you know, juvenile justice system and then into the, you know, the adult prison system. So we really want to, you know, deflect these young people who are young people. And I have to remind lots of adults, what kind of decisions were they making when they were 13 and 14?
Sure, exactly.
You know, we need to support these young ones. I always say, you know, young people ask for love in sometimes the most unloving ways.
Exactly. And if you look at it, the old saying, I've said it many times, if Gough Whitlam came back to life, the only thing you see the same is the curriculum, you know, the education system. And it's not for everybody, the curriculum. You know?
That's right.
And what I'm picking up with you guys here, look, it's fantastic because it's not one size fits all, does it?
That's right. So we, you know, many of our young people have got big gaps in their learning. So for them to attend a mainstream school, they would be, you know, in a year nine class doing year nine schoolwork, some differentiated, but it would be, you know, at the year nine level, whereas many of our young people come with, you know, their reading is at year three level. So we really target the learning, the literacy and numeracy learning at where they are at rather than where their age is. And that means that young people then can start to explore and grow confidence as learners. So many of our young'uns walk through the door and they just are so down on themselves as learning. They don't back themselves.
And it's not all their fault, is it?
Absolutely not. Like, we young people... You know, we talk a lot about, you know, you make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. It's what you do with the with the mistakes that's the, you know, the issue. And, you know, we really support young people to make mistakes and learn and grow. And, we know shame and how big shame is in our communities. And and so, you know, making mistakes is something so they won't try because they don't want to fail.
Exactly.
So we really work on the try. Hey, it doesn't matter. Hey, it doesn't matter if you fail. Give it a try. I often say Michael Jordan, he didn't just wake up perfect one day. He tried and failed and tried and failed and tried and failed and tried and failed.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's around really helping them gain confidence themselves as young people, as learners, as important people in our community. And one of the ways that we do that is that, you know, connection to country.
Exactly.
Connection to learning. You know, so many are disconnected from their learnings. And so we really want to connect them to do that.
Joe, how many staff you got on board and how's that work? And is it a full day at school? Is it Monday to Friday? Paint that picture, please.
Yes. Yep. So we have Monday to Friday. We have two programs within each group. So we've got the two schools. We've got the young men's program, and then we've got the young women's program. Because and we keep them separate because we think that's culturally appropriate.
Yes, men's business.
And then And then we within that we have the morning program, and they're the young people that are further along in their journey.
Hmm.
And then in the afternoon program, that's more of a connection program. That's the, you know, that's the kids that are out, you know, really struggling, and they're struggling. And you see they're sniffing or they're getting into some pretty hardcore crime.
Sure.
So we, you know, we still work with them. They're still welcome in the circle.
Hmm.
Everyone's welcome in the circle, but we all have different responsibilities within that circle. And
sure.
So the afternoon program, you know, it's a shorter 2-hour, you know, connection point to support them in where their needs are at.
Yep.
Whereas the morning program is just they're a little bit further on,
of
you
course.
Know, their journey into adulthood. So we're able to, you know, they're with us for, you know, for four hours. So we get to have sort of more embedded sort of curriculum. And some of that stuff is what you've seen recently is growing the garden, you know, having their own garden.
Yeah.
But also we work Hands-on. With the Rangers. Yeah, Rangers and Fire Sticks Alliance, which is cool. up your way.
Yes.
To teach the young people around those really traditional fire practices and
beautiful.
Caring for country. Yeah.
And did they come out of school?
Stuff.
Did they come out of school with a certificate as such, or?
Well, that's something that we're working on right now. So
okay.
there is a cert too in Aboriginal land management,
mm-hmm.
But it, you know, like we're working on that. It's sometimes it can be a little tricky, particularly with young people who have got really low literacy and numeracy.
Yep.
So we're working, you know, we're having discussions with Fire Sticks Alliance and the BPAC Rangers to work out how we can provide a certificate. So that is, you know, that is vet qualified. Yeah, that's the one. That's a work in progress, that one.
Okay, that's all good. That's all good. And how long has Silver Lining been operating for, Jo?
Well, Silver Lining as a foundation have been around for a while. And, that, you know, it's had various kind of forms. You know, it's changed.
Yep.
But certainly in the last 4 years, I mean, this particular school has a very sad history. It started as an adult education centre with Silver Lining a long, long time ago. Then it sort of morphed into a high school. It was taken over by a Brisbane school, set of schools, and set it up as a rodeo program. So it was really successful as a rodeo program. We had young people engaging in rodeo and just doing, you know, having great outcomes. And then that school decided to close the school and pull out. They pulled out of a number of schools, and we had 16 suicides of those young people engaged in that program.
Yes.
Because once you pull a safety net.
It's a lost cause. There's no light at the end of the tunnel when things gets taken away from them, don't they?
Right.
Yes.
Right. And it was devastating, and that's something that the community and I are still quite, you know, angry about that can happen, because these types of schools, we're a safety blanket, a place of belonging,
sure.
a place where you can come and get, you know, get what you need. You can learn and feel connected, like, to something.
And pulling the rug out from under them is not a good move.
Well, it was, you know, pretty devastating for 16 families, like you could imagine. And so Silver Lining then took the school back. From that organisation, and then we've really tried hard to build trust with community again, and to really show that we're here for the long haul.
Sure.
That was another organisation. It was a devastating decision by them.
Yeah.
So since 2019. Silver Lining have been back rebuilding. I've been on board for 3 years. So we've seen the school go from, you know, back then to a registration of about nine kids, and now we've got 43. So young people who are, you know, in varying stages of their journey, and it's wonderful to see them grow and learn and grow confidence as learners. We talk about being two worlds strong, being strong in both worlds,
yes.
like strong in your knowledge of your culture and your connection to this country, but also strong in, you know, the settler world, because that's the way that you can really...
Well, you can have feet in both camp, and that's a strong foundation when you've got feet in both camp.
That's it. Mm, that's a powerful. Perfect way to put it.
Yeah, we are wealthy powerful. Being black is what I always say.
Hey, absolutely.
In more ways than one.
We do. Yep, we talk about the black economy. Yeah. Like, you know, it's a proper thing. And if you grow your skills in the black economy, you're going to do all right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Look, a beautiful yarn. Thank you very much for sharing, Joe. And big shout out to your team there. And, of course, the students. And everyone's got a reason to be on planet Earth. And just finding that vision and, their belonging. They say two most important days of your life is one when you're born, and the second one is to know why you were born. And that's what you're doing at Silver Lining, to help these kids find out why they were born and pursue it. And thank you for sharing, sister.
That's beautiful. I didn't answer your question about how many staff we have.
Yes.
We have 10 staff on board.
10 staff, okay.
And, we have 10 staff, and we really make sure that we have a good balance of staff, and so that, you know, that from employing from community, so that young people see themselves in the staff.
Yes.
And then also, you know, other people who bring different skill sets. So we try to keep a balance of staff, but definitely the focus is on employing from community so that young people get that support.
Exactly. Well, the old saying too, it takes a community to raise a child, doesn't it? So we're all in this together, aren't we?
That's right. Yeah. Yep, totally.
Good yarn with you, Joe. Thank you, sister.
How was that?
That was deadly.
All right?
That was deadly, my sister. And thank you for sharing and enlightening us. And keep doing what you're doing. Please do keep in touch. And like I said, shout out to your team and also them deadly students, sister.
Well, you know what? That's exactly right. It takes a team from our head office team, from all the team on board. You know, from our cleaner to all the way up to the executive director, who is a boy from Sherryberg. So CEO.
Represent, Joe. So, thank you, darling. You take care, and all the best.
Cheers. Thanks very much. Look, when are you putting it on?
Live now, sister. All good.
Bye.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Oh, yeah, whoa.